I'm PAPA.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to PAPA and DUNCAN.
Uh-huh. All right, Duncan.
No, I'm Papa.
You're pretending to be Papa. Do you know who the real Papa is?
You.
That's right. Ready?
Yeah, Dad.
What is your question for Papa tonight?
What is a human cannonball?
What is a human cannonball? Who came up with that question?
You.
Very good question, Papa. Thank you, Papa. Do you know what a cannon is?
Yes, it's something you launch a cannonball out of.
Right. How does it work?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's almost like a big tube. And you put a big ball inside of that tube, and it's super duper tight. And at the end of it, you can load in some explosives and a fuse, which is sort of a piece of rope that you light on fire. And when that fire burns the rope and gets to the explosives, it makes a huge bang, a big explosion inside of the cannon. And all that pressure makes the ball go whoop out super duper fast through the open end. Have you seen one before?
No.
I think you might have seen something like it in a cartoon before. It used to be in lots of Bugs Bunny cartoons way back when.
Oh, you also Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah.
One of the many games.
Okay, there might have been one in there. So that's how it works. So that's what a cannon and a cannonball are. But a human cannonball is they take a cannon, and instead of putting a cannonball in it, they put a human in it. And those persons are usually stunt people. It means they do tricks to entertain other people. And while they might be dangerous, they usually don't get hurt because they practice lots and lots of times. And they for the most part, know what they're doing. So the person will get into the cannon, and it has a special way, instead of an explosive, of pushing them out really, really fast. And when they go flying out, there's almost always a giant net hanging for them to get caught in so that they land nice and safe. And that's the trick that they do. Now, do you know what sometimes they call people that do those types of things?
Human cannons.
Well, human cannonball is what a person that does just that trick it would be called. But somebody that does that and lots of other daring things might be called a...
I don't remember.
A daredevil. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
There used to be lots of... I'm trying to think of the biggest daredevil that was out there. But there used to be a guy that pretended to be one. He was named Super Dave. And there was... I can't think of the American guy that was the daredevil. I imagine the word daredevil was part of his name, but I'm blanking on it. So would you ever shoot yourself out of a cannon as a human cannonball?
No.
That'd be pretty tricky to do.
How about for you?
It depends what's on the other side for me. Am I shooting myself towards lots of snacks? Maybe. I might do it. Would you do it? If I could land in a giant marshmallow and eat it as I fall into it? I think you'd do that.
Maybe yes for me. I just have to land in a foam pit.
A foam pit, and that would work?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. Not that we're going to do that anytime soon or ever. Ready for my question?
Yeah.
My question is, if you could travel to and float in outer space for 10 minutes, what would you hope to see? So if you could take a rocket up into outer space and stay there for 10 minutes before you came back down to Earth safely, what do you hope you would see in or from outer space?
Lots of marshmallows.
Lots of marshmallows?
Yeah, that are marshmallow planets.
Oh, planets made out of marshmallows.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What would be really interesting and maybe change the way you think about things if you were to see it from outer space? They could be things that no one else would ever see unless they went up into outer space. What might you want to see up there?
A turkey.
A turkey in outer space?
Yeah.
Yeah? It might be frozen. It's pretty cold up there. Unless it's in a protective astronaut suit.
It will be in an astronaut suit.
Okay. What else?
Did you know that some bugs are actually sent up into outer space?
Which bugs are sent up?
Eva said a monkey.
Well, a monkey's not a bug, right?
No, like animals.
Animals. Yeah, they did used to send some animals up into space to see how they did up there.
And they do pretty good.
I don't think most of them did a good job, or how do I put this? It was a way that humans would test whether or not it's safe for humans to go up.
And is it?
Well, yeah, a number of people have gone into space. But it's still a very, very risky and tricky thing to do. I think going into outer space is much riskier than being a human cannonball. What do you think?
Yeah.
And the riskiest thing would be to be a human cannonball that's shot into outer space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that would work. They would have to use lots of explosives to send you up into space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you think you'd see planets that are marshmallows and turkeys in outer space?
Just turkeys, though.
Just turkeys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's good for tonight. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. See you. See you. Bye-bye.
See you. See you. Bye-bye. See you. See you. Bye-bye.